Blog Talk Radio. I mean, I just want to. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Do you want to check? Okay, let me try.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. Hello.
Hello. I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. So much outrage at Ben Affleck being named the new Batman. Where was this fury when Margaret Bowman was cast as Fat Lady in the Lone Ranger movie? Bunch of hypocrites. Here's the show.
Who's the Lone Ranger that he's objecting to? I didn't hear that.
I don't know. Gotta ask Sid, who's not here yet.
Okay. Yeah, Sid's doing his fantasy draft.
Sid's in a fantasy land while we do the show. He'll be here shortly. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast, the final livecast of August 2013.
Why couldn't he be here doing his fantasy draft?
It's an in-person draft.
Gotta be there.
Online thing.
Does he have to do any type of like sport activity?
Yeah, he has to climb a rope ladder.
No, you sit there. you might eat a meatball sub.
All the names of the players are up on the ceiling, and you have to climb a rope ladder to get the guy that you want. It's an athletic fantasy league. No, but
that's weird.
Yeah, all the guys just get together. Like I did that with Sid in a baseball league once. Like we all got together in a bar or something, and they had this big board where you would put the guys. They would, you know, you'd pick. Okay, I pick Evan Longoria, and then his name goes on the thing, you know, on a big board, like you're in a real draft.
This week, Sid tweeted that the drummer of Killswitch is in his fantasy draft.
Yeah,
is that
apparently
true?
He and the drummer of Killswitch, Justin Foley, have a mutual friend who runs a league, and Sid's in it.
And so Sid belongs to another fantasy draft, not the live draft?
Sid is in multiple fantasy drafts. You can be in as many as you want because it's confined to, you know, like whoever picks in the thing. Sid's in like 10 of them.
Wow.
Is he really in 10?
Maybe like closer, probably closer to 5.
I feel like that's a lot of effort for Sid, isn't it?
This is Sid's main hobby, I
think. This is where all his effort goes.
Yeah, this is all the effort Sid's giving.
Oh my gosh.
Fantasy sport.
That and eating.
And also it's for money. Like these are money leagues. So he does well in them and then he wins some money. But like the money is only like $100 or $200. It's not like
no, it's not.
Oh, really?
It's to buy in. That's what it is.
Oh, really?
It's significantly more.
Oh, so what was like the grand prize when you were?
When I was in Sid's league, it was a 100 to buy in, and there were 11 people, I think, and so like
so that's 1100.
But yeah, and it was the top three got paid. I think it was like 6, 3, and 350 and 150 or something.
Oh,
like
wow, 600. That's
not bad.
That's like an ounce and a half of weed here in New York City.
I want to announce, by the way, I'm in a fantasy league with the drummer of Def Leppard, which I'm hoping that because he has one arm that he'll be less likely to click to click things and he'll play poorly.
You only need one arm for the mouse, though.
Well, who knows? Maybe he's watching porn and then, like, he has to make a trade and he can't do it because he doesn't want to stop.
He probably has a mouse by his foot, though.
Oh, a pedal that plays everything, like on his albums.
Yeah, like the mouse wheel, like he just rolls his foot on like a giant trackpad. And then he uses the other arm for his keyboarding.
The cripple mouse.
That's a great idea. I hope somebody invented that. A foot trackpad for the computer.
Def Leppard, the fucking album. He just hits one pedal and 9,000 fills.
I love electronic fills, like that they're so obviously a drum machine.
Yeah.
So good. So good. Let's get some Chromeo in here, guys.
Oh,
let's party.
Right, we need to sit here to yell at you for that.
Chromeo's probably at Smorgasburg right now.
Oh, let's go.
I've seen him in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that place Egg that we go to,
yeah,
I've seen him waiting. And then he would actually go to the place next door because he doesn't want to wait. He doesn't have the stamina that we do for the candied bacon at Egg.
Well, he probably just didn't, like, he probably just felt uncomfortable because you were staring at him.
Oh,
so he
fair
just
enough.
Went to sit somewhere to have a coffee before his
Were you looking at him longingly?
Well, I was in a car at the time, so I don't think he saw me.
Oh, yeah, it's a car.
Oh, okay.
I've actually
guy in a car staring at you. I'm sure he didn't notice.
I've actually seen him a bunch of times around the area because I think he lives. He definitely lives around here.
Totally.
Because, I was walking from this other place and I saw him by the BQE with the other member of Chromeo, just walking like they weren't in my favorite dance band of all time. They were just two regular guys, two regular hipsters hanging out in Williamsburg. And here comes their biggest fan from the metal scene. And they're just going to walk right by me like I don't exist. Well, I turn around and I'm like, excuse me, Mr. and Mr. Chromeo. I just want you to know I'm a huge fan. Thank you. All right,
yeah.
And then
really?
I ran away. No, of course not. I thought about it, but then I'm like, nah, that's lame. They don't.
Why?
Nah.
They would probably feel so good.
He rubs so in love with Chromeo that he can't possibly.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin the
artist-fan
relationship.
Love the, oh, okay, because they might blow you off and then it'll all be over.
Yeah, then I won't be able to listen to Chromeo because
yes,
I'm like,
you would.
Do you know who I am?
Rob, Chromeo is so good that I don't think you'd have a problem.
You're right. What am I saying?
You'd be able to pull it off.
But
I mean, you know what I mean by pull it off. Nothing.
Not
dirty.
My pants,
yeah.
No.
Their pants.
No.
But I totally get what you mean where, like, you don't want to say hello even though you have an opportunity.
Yeah.
Because, for me, if I meet a band and they're horrible people, I stop liking their music.
Absolutely.
Is that true?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What about Metallica? You still like their music, right?
I don't think they're horrible people. Well,
I met
know.
Kirk Hammett. He was nice. I mean, I met him very, very briefly. It was like 30 seconds. But he was polite in those 30 seconds.
All right. What about Dave Mustaine?
I have never met Dave Mustaine, but I don't like him as a person now, so I kind of don't listen to him.
It
kind of
ruins
anymore.
Megadeth for me.
He
really?
Has totally ruined
I
Megadeth.
Pretty much, like, I loved Megadeth.
Me too.
But now I just have no interest in listening. Like, his political, like, his just lunacy has totally turned me off to the music. Yeah,
that's weird, because I feel like I have no problem separating those two things at all.
Good for you.
It's also because I feel like I've consumed it. Like, I get it. Although, I don't really put on Metallica that much anymore either.
Right. There's a lot more wealth of metal to choose from now.
Yeah.
So that might be part of it. But that's not because they're dicks. That's just because there's a
wider... I already know all their songs by heart.
Yeah.
So.
But I still put it on once. Or it just comes on. I'll have a random on and they'll...
Yeah.
And I get
I wouldn't like if it's on, if I'm listening to Sirius, like to Liquid Metal, and it's on, I'm not going to change it. Like,
yeah, it's like, cool. I haven't heard this in a while.
I'll tell you, I play poker in a place with a bunch of old guys sometimes, and they, they have the classic rock station on all the time, and it's filled with Metallica. It's like, wherever I may roam...
104.3?
Yeah. Wherever I may roam is always on, and...
I feel that's probably, like, relatively recent, because...
It must be.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't... I used to listen to that.
Because I remember, like, 5 years ago, I worked at a record label.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to mention the record label, because, well, I guess I could, but it doesn't even exist anymore, DRT Records.
I was going to say, it's irrelevant.
Yeah. And it was so awful, because everybody, pretty much everyone but one or two other people there were, like, pushing 40 or past 40
right.
at that point. And the only thing we would have on that all of us could agree on was 104.3, which is the classic rock station.
Yeah.
And terrestrial radio, it's all on a formula. And basically every 90 minutes, the cycle repeats. So every 90 minutes, it would be
blue
like...
on is the Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
I've basically... like the... As much as I love Pink Floyd, they're my favorite band, I never have to hear Money Again.
Oh,
I never have to hear...
The radio
You
cut.
Know what my least favorite Pink Floyd song is? What? Another Brick in the Wall.
Because it's on every second.
To the point that I hate it now. Hate it.
Yeah.
It's such... there's so many better songs. That
radio kills music.
Yeah. And also, and like that cocaine, which I never understood. How does that get on the radio? The drug is illegal, but the...
You're allowed to sing about it.
Yeah. either that or the Korn discography, because the one girl in the office really, really loved Korn. It got to a point where I kind of didn't mind the Korn as a like something different than the Q104.
That's a drop, by the way. I didn't mind the Korn.
I liked the Korn early on, up to a certain point, up to Issues. That was the last album I liked.
It just sounds like something dirty, is why I said that. I didn't mind the Korn.
Yeah.
When I worked at a record store, I worked at Tower Records when I was just about 18 years old. There was this one girl who was a few years older than me, like a young girl, and we used to get to pick our songs every week or every day. Like, you could pick like three songs. She would pick Steely Dan every single time. I'm like, this girl is like, I mean, it's still a long time ago, but Steely Dan was already like 15 years past, you know?
Was she older or younger?
No, she was a little older than me, but she was in her early 20s.
Oh.
And it was just Steely Dan. I had every Steely Dan song memorized. Are you reeling in the year? I'm like, shut this shit off. You're not 40 years old. I felt like she should have been a chubby, like, middle-aged man with a ponytail and balding. Ricky, don't lose that number. It's the only one you want.
Oh, in Hotel California, I can't stand anymore either.
Oh, yeah.
That is the worst classic rock song.
You know, I almost wrote a parody of that song that would have been played on. I went against it because I felt like it's such a played out song.
Yeah. But do you want to say what the song was?
Hotel Shlomo Choina. But it was like, you know, the joke is the title anyway. So yeah. There you go. You can imagine the rest of it. That was more at the time when Shlomo was a big prominent part of our show, which he isn't anymore.
Yeah, he grew up.
If you want to be the next Shlomo, give us a call, 646-929-1357.
You trust me, you don't want to be.
You don't want to be the next Shlomo?
Not.
All right.
Well, it's not something to aspire to. You know, he can be Shlomo. You don't need to copy him.
Shlomo is one of a kind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Shlomo is gone, but not forgotten, obviously.
I thought you were going to say Shlomo is Gandhi.
But not forgotten.
But not forgotten.
Oh, dear.
So Sid is not here. Oh, yeah, we said that already.
Yeah, we mentioned that. He just texted me, actually, that he'll be there in a few minutes.
Okay, good.
Be here in a few minutes, I guess.
Someone's chat name, and they didn't even really say anything that interesting, but their name is Rob Looks Like Garbage. Why?
I need a haircut. I'll admit it.
I don't think so. Your hair looks really good.
Oh, thank you. It's a little disheveled
right now. It's definitely flatter than usual.
It looks like you were wearing a baseball hat over it.
The thing is, I wasn't even. I just put a lot of gel in, a lot of Tresemme gel. Because I ran out of my curl cream, which is the product I normally put on my hair.
I was sitting on the couch and I was looking at your back and you have like this back sweat picture, and it like it shows like the outline of your spine, because where your spine is there is no sweat, and it's just this like beautiful sweat painting.
Oh, it's like a Rorschach test. You want to see in Rob's back sweat.
Yeah.
I like how you Yiddish there.
Well, the guy's name. I mean, it's just Americanized. He's a German. Okay. Rorschach.
Yeah, I sweat a lot. And the thing is, I like wearing gray T-shirts, but gray is the color that brings out sweat the most. I
know, it's probably because of your book bag.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Of all the condensation that's happening.
Yeah, true.
From the heat.
True dat. True dat. I took the train over here. I went to South Brooklyn to visit my family. And, you know, we used to talk about, like, the beggars on the train. The one guy who plays accordion.
Yeah.
That guy's then, great. Like, the dancers, the street dancers, and was there, like, there was a violin.
Yeah, the guy that
a cappella group.
You. Oh, no, the guy that would stab you and he has AIDS and you don't give him money?
That
it wasn't a stab. He used to try to spit on you.
Oh, spit on you. Right.
Yeah. The stabbing was a guy that came into my old job. He had HIV and a needle.
Yeah.
And he said, let me out of here because if I don't escape with these CDs that I just stole, I'm going to stab someone.
HIV.
Just Rob looks like garbage. Says, you know what? You should lick Rob's back sweat. No one wants do that. No, it's a little salty.
He needs to work a little bit harder at being funny.
Yeah. I have to say, though, kudos to you, Rob, for taking that name in stride and not getting offended. You actually read his comment.
Oh, sure. I don't care. I like, internet.
Rob has really thick skin.
Yeah, that's very true. And back sweat.
Thick back sweat. I like it. That would be my username if I change it right now.
Yeah, he should just change it to Rob's Thick Back Sweat.
That should be the name of our show. Let's forget it. Let's forget live cast. Let's go with the back sweat.
So, yeah, I was on the train, and apparently Jesus is very in amongst beggars now.
Really?
Because this one guy came in with, like, a quote-unquote magic act. He was basically dressed in silver and had, like, silver spray paint on his hair and his face.
Okay.
So he's, like, all silver. And he's like, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time. And, you know, I just want to perform a little magic to brighten up your day. But, of course, there's only one true magician, and that's the Lord Jesus himself.
So Jesus was just a trickster. Like, he was just making jokes. Illusions.
So then he did, like, some bullshit trick where, like, he had, like, a dollar and he stuffed it in a ball. And now it's a ball. And then, like, he changed the ball into a crystal ball. And he's like, of course, there is no crystal ball. The only man that could predict our lives and miracles in general is Jesus.
Oh, shut up with your fucking Jesus.
I'm like, this guy's the... And it was, you know, I was reading a magazine. I was really focused on this Decibel magazine that I was reading. I was... so annoyed because I was sitting in the middle of the train, so I'm right by this guy, and I was like, I couldn't focus on reading because this guy is spouting about I had a comfortable seat. Yeah. I had the corner seat. I was leaning my head on the.
That's
on
a big deal, people. By the way. When you have a nice seat, you don't want to fucking.
Yeah.
Shit.
Why should I move?
But that corner seat. Do you know how many homeless people sleep on that?
Oh,
seat?
We live in New York. Homeless people sleep on everything.
Yeah, you can't. You can't think about that. You won't touch anything anywhere you go.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, thankfully, he was short and sweet. And then he, like, made a balloon and gave it to a girl who he called Mamacita, which I thought was mildly offensive because she was, like, 3 years old.
What?
Mamacita is not anything, like, sexual.
Okay. It's just a, girl, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Little girl.
So, and then and somehow he's like, I forget how, but he, like, made the balloon animal
pop
something about Jesus. Like, oh, here's his balloon animal for Jesus, right? So then he goes away, and I'm like, oh, thank you.
Finally,
I can keep reading. One stop later, this woman comes in, not dressed in silver, thankfully, but has a whole apron with, like, balloon animal, like, balloon, like the balloons and, like, the tank to, like, blow the balloon up.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. He died for your sins. Everyone here is sinner. You must repent for Jesus himself. And like,
now here's some balloons.
And then she made a balloon, and she's like, this balloon it represents Jesus' love. And, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, on the tip of my tongue, I'm like, can you go tell Jesus to go fuck himself and shut the fuck up so I can read my damn magazine in peace? I don't give a fuck about, like, and she lingered. She lingered for like fucking 10, 15 minutes. Like, okay, one stop is all right. But don't fucking the whole, like, half a quarter of the ride was her babbling about Jesus Christ. And
everybody watch the three cups. Which one is Jesus under? Everybody watch as I move the cups. Look, is Jesus under here? No. The true answer, Jesus come back from the dead 3 days after dying. He's not under any cups. You blasphemy. Puh, puh.
She kept making balloons and giving them to people like, this is from Jesus. And they were like, okay.
Does she have a cup for money attached to that?
No, that's the craziest thing. She didn't even ask for money. The other guy was asking for money. He's like, I want to, can anybody spare some change? I want to buy a cheeseburger. Like, and then he won over the train so much that he's like, wow, I can get two cheeseburgers. And it's like, oh, God.
Wait, hold on a second. So he's all about Jesus. Why is he broke then?
Yeah. Why doesn't Jesus buy you a cheeseburger?
Did
anybody
fucking stand
up?
Well,
Jesus
is
a magician. Why didn't he just make a burger
out of thin air? Just magically send a burger to this
man
disciple.
Yeah. I love Jesus so much because I'm fucking homeless and can't afford a cheeseburger to eat.
And it's the only thing that's free to like.
Don't get me started on that shit.
Fuck the Jesus!
Fuck the Jesus! No good piece of shit. Liar. Motherfucker.
That woman was like, you know, you're a sinner until you accept Jesus in your life. And it's like, that's pretty harsh.
That's like your opinion, man.
Yeah, and also there's kids on this fucking train. Like, calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
Stop freaking them out with your Jesus mumbo jumbo.
Well, Jesus is very bad for children. Awful for children.
Yeah.
I'm not even saying that as a joke. Like, that's how they get you. That's how they get you to believe in Jesus. They start when you're fucking 2 years old. If you don't believe in Jesus, you're going to fucking hell. You know.
Fucking hell doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah. Well, to a little kid, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't know. They don't know yet.
What's in fucking hell, Rob?
Oh, it's just all you do is fuck.
I would say, but if it's hell, wouldn't that be
really never bad fuck?
The hell, yeah, it's like bad sex, and it's just like it doesn't stop. Like your cock doesn't get a break. You're like, wait, just give me a minute. Let me catch my breath. Like, no, we keep fucking. This is fucking hell. Yeah,
there he is.
Sid just arrived, by the way.
Oh.
Hello.
Seamless transition.
He snuck in here.
I don't want to disturb anything.
Oh. How was your football draft?
It was very good. Managed to stay for the whole thing.
You're out of breath, so I guess you did do some exercise.
Oh. I was dropped off 2 blocks away, so I hustled.
Oh, wow.
Wow, so this is the most exercise you've had in how long?
Ever, probably. I don't exercise, so.
Wow, I feel a six-pack. A six-pack is, like, forming because your body's so not used to it that it's ready.
It's a six-pack of pudding, though.
What kind of pudding?
Vanilla.
Yeah, probably.
What brand? Swiss Miss?
No.
The Jell-O?
No.
I'm a big Swiss Miss guy. Or the Cozy Shack, the kosher pudding?
No.
So good.
I like it. It's
basically like flan.
I have to introduce you to Cousin
Brucey.
No, there's an Israeli pudding where it's chocolate pudding, but it has whipped cream on top.
Oh, I'll take it.
I don't know what it's called.
I don't even,
have
I'm sold
ever,
already.
Have you ever tried frothing pudding, Rob?
Oh, my gosh.
He just blew his mind.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm not really that crazy on mousse, actually.
What? Of course not.
It's just boring.
Souffle?
I like creme brulee.
Creme brulee.
That's the best. That's basically just pudding with more sugar.
And fire.
And fire.
Burnt on
top. Burnt sugar.
I like thin creme brulee, not the deep one.
No,
bread pudding?
I like it deep.
Bread pudding?
Bread pudding I'm not crazy about.
Really?
I
like
if it's done right.
No,
bread pudding's good if you get it the right place.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about flan.
I don't like pudding.
It's like, but it's not pudding. It's like a brownie, but like deep dish brownie. You've never had bread pudding.
Since been hit 120 seconds and we're already arguing about something.
What did I miss?
Basically, a bunch of beggars on the train to South Brooklyn wanted me to accept Jesus as my
beggars?
Lord.
Beggars?
Well, like just train people. You know, people like,
so they didn't ask you for money?
One of them did. The other just gave balloons and said, this balloon is from Jesus Christ himself.
What kind of accent is that?
Like, I couldn't even place it. It was part Eastern European, part
dirty
I don't
gypsies.
Know. Yeah.
Did you gypsies believe in Jesus?
She definitely looked like a gypsy, yeah.
There you go.
I think so, yeah.
You sort of look like a gypsy. I'm surprised they didn't like just leave you alone because they thought you were part of the pack.
I'm more of a Greek god, Sid. I don't know if you've...
Isn't there a Greek god of gypsies?
Gotten them.
You could be that guy.
Yeah. I'll take it.
He's Ribos.
There we go.
Right.
Porcules.
Did you make that up or was that someone in the chat?
No, I made that up. I always give credit when I take one of their jokes.
So how was your fantasy draft?
Very good.
Who was your first rounder?
First rounder, Jamal Charles with the 5th pick.
Okay.
It's a 2-QB league. I got Aaron Rodgers in the 2nd round somehow. Crazy.
Damn, how'd that happen? Well, maybe there's something to that. Maybe
No, I think it's just how nerdy do you want me to dive in? Nobody's interested in this.
Let's move on.
We've got the live cast draft tomorrow. We could talk about it then if anybody's
interested. Was there any did the league start yet? Or
the live cast league?
Yeah.
No, the draft is tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
We've got 16 teams.
Wow.
What are some of the teams? Do you remember
the
name?
Is it 16 people or is it like a few people to a team?
No, 16 people. More wanted to get in, but there wasn't room.
I want to say there's some very good
names.
16 is
the max. Yeah. I actually changed my name today.
What?
I had a stroke of genius in the middle of the night. And then when I woke up, I'm like, do I remember what I wanted to change it to? And I did.
Nice.
I was originally Skelton Witch, because there's a football player named John Skelton, but I was like, eh, that's not that funny. So in honor of Alfred Morris, my team is now the Morris Barometer. So I like that a lot better.
So what are some of the other teams?
Yeah.
There's Baby Daniel, CBS FM is in there. Hold on.
Yeah, we can pull it out.
Iron Sheik Boners.
So Sid, for those of you not in on it, Sid has organized a fantasy football league
of live
cast
fans.
I think
that's really nice of you, Sid.
Yeah. fun. Why
and
not?
The winner will get a free metal injection t-shirt.
A year later.
No, it'll be quicker now because we have a merch distributor. I don't do it.
How long have you had this merch distributor?
Well, it'll take Rob a while to put the order in.
For a few months, but yet Shankletown just now got his shirt.
Well, I totally forgot about it until you reminded me.
But this is what happens. It'll take forever.
I won't forget. I'll send the email as soon as Sid sends me the winner.
Right.
I'll forward it.
But in all fairness, you know, Shankletown does shit on our show.
And also, yeah, I kind of was like,
we,
the reason I didn't care.
A youth large, right?
Yeah,
he can't fit into
I didn't care because I was like, oh, Shankletown doesn't need any gifts.
Yeah.
He can use that as a patch for his denim vest.
He's got a big time job, you know, writing at MTV. So.
You think he's at the VMAs?
Yeah,
no.
Maybe he's like an usher.
Maybe he's one of those people selling bootleg T-shirts outside the VMAs. I could see that happening.
Yeah, come on, buy a Daily Z Disruption T-shirt. Everybody's like, what's that? He's like, it's an MTV show. No, what? Is it on after Teen Mom? The website, the Wi-Fi is not doing well for me right now.
Oh, no.
I'm having trouble loading up.
The Wi-Fi network is anus?
I know what it is. It says I'm signed into it, but nothing's loading.
It's not connecting.
Can we get the metal injection IT department on this?
I would have to restart the router, but I don't think I should do that right
now.
No, definitely not. I'll figure it out.
That's fine. Okay, we'll get to that.
No, and I even paid for upgraded internet.
Do you have cable yet?
Yes.
You got that figured out finally?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, so can you watch Breaking Bad now?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And what are you up to in Breaking Bad?
I'm up to date.
Do you watch torrents or what'd you do?
Rob sent me a link to download.
No,
actually,
Noah
was...
would IM me at 9:59. The show ends at 10.
Yeah.
And she's like, up yet? Do you have a link?
I just want to make sure he didn't forget about me. Because I know he's away from his computer and he'll come back and he'll see my
right.
IM.
Fair enough. I've got it now.
There's a few good ones. One person named their team Witchy Skeleton after what I was accused of saying. Would be a better name for Skeleton Witch, though the proof has still not been found. I'll remind you that.
I do vaguely remember that. But not
all we found so far is Sean trash talking Skeleton Witch, not me. Sunflower Seeds is a team. I Ate My Own Ribs. Good One Dorinsky.
Ooh, I like that
one. The Didgeridon'ts.
Oh,
Jaw Cancer. But my favorite is Baby Daniel because I feel I hope every week if he loses, he then makes a post asking the team that beat him why you kill Baby Daniel.
Yeah.
Hopefully he does that and keeps up with it through the year and loses a lot.
If not, you do it.
All right, yeah, sure.
Just send a group message.
Or the week I beat him, I'll just be like, here's why I kill Baby Daniel. And I'll just explain it.
7 years old, baby team.
I keep emailing Iron Sheik's publicist, like, hey, can we make this happen? Is he going to be in New York? But he stopped responding to my email.
Oh.
So it's almost like you're Shankletown and the Iron Sheik is a T-shirt for winning a football league.
And that's very astute. Very astute.
And when we finally get Iron Sheik, he's not going to fit in the room.
Yeah, he won't be able to come.
Might actually be true.
Yeah.
He's very large.
70-year-old baby.
He really is. Exactly what he is.
He's the Benjamin Button of wrestling. 70-year-old baby.
Noah, you went to Dallas.
Oh, I went to Dallas this week. And I had the most horrendous flight experience of my life. It was absolutely the worst flight ever. There was this Orthodox Jew family, but they weren't in like black and white. They were more like Reform, but they still wore a kippie and the woman wore a wig. So I get on my flight and I put my bag overhead. I sit and then I look down and I see behind me is the mom and a baby in like a child seat.
Okay.
It was like a 3-year-old baby, we'll say. And all of a sudden, the child starts, like, screaming these, like, demonic sounds and, like, kicking the chair and everything. And I asked if I could move up, and the stewardess is like, why do you want to move up? And I'm like, it's kind of loud here.
There's a little fucking yid baby annoying me over here.
So she goes, well, those rows are extra, so you'd have to speak to the person at the gate to upgrade.
Throw them out the emergency exit.
I know. And I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm like... okay, fine. Never mind. So then the flight starts to take off, and the baby is kicking the chair and making, you know, screaming and everything. So the stewardess comes, and she's like, okay, you can move up. But at first she goes, is there anything that you can give that baby?
I was
going to
say, what's
be
the
quiet?
Parent, what's macaroon? The parents doing?
Like, what does that mean, anything? Can you, like, give her some sedative?
Yeah,
what?
Punch in the fucking jaw?
It was this.
How old is this baby? Like under a year or
three?
Like about
three.
It's like a toddler.
A toddler,
yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
So she's like, you can't have your baby kick the seat. There are people sitting here. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, can you give it a bottle? Do you want me to give it a cookie? You want a cookie? You want a cookie for the baby? And the woman's like, no, no. And I'm thinking in my head, well, yeah, she can't take the cookie because it's not kosher.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, the way you were popping your neck, was she an African-American stewardess?
Yes. Okay. Oh, and she – I am so happy that she made a mockery of these people.
Good.
Because I moved up, but my coworker Greg was still sitting there. Mm-hmm. So the baby was crying for the whole flight, and the mom was like, he just needs – it looked like a girl, but it was a boy. And she's like, oh, he just needs to fall asleep. He just needs to fall asleep.
Well, so yeah, clearly that's the problem.
I'm putting him to sleep.
Yeah.
It was a pillow.
So even with, like, the sound of the plane, you know,
yeah. You
can still hear the baby crying. So then at one point of the flight, the father is in the aisle holding, like, Ziploc bags with, like, toys and, like – a fake iPad that it gave the baby, and the baby was just, like, slamming it.
More weapons to hit against your chair.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
And then he picks up the kid, and he starts walking it up and down the aisle. And I know these people from flights that I've taken to Israel, and this is why I never – if I ever fly to Israel, it wasn't even like this. It was
Maybe the baby had emphysema. Like my dad.
Yeah.
Wheezing all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, like that. Like that.
Shlomo singing Angel of Death.
The whole time.
Shlomo Jr.
The whole time.
So,
I don't fly to Israel anymore because on any day except for Friday nights, just to avoid these people because they're such barn animals. So he picks up this kid, and the kid is crying and everything, and he starts walking up and down the aisle so that everyone, not just the people, sprinkling the pain. And he goes all the way into first class and starts walking the baby.
They let him into first class? Jeez.
He goes up to where the door is, and he starts pointing with the baby to look out the window. And I guess the steward saw him there, and she's like, you can't stand there. And he, like, moved. But it was, like, relentless. It was the worst flight ever.
Did they seem embarrassed of their kid, or were they just, like, oblivious to it?
They just didn't care. They're just in their own, like, insular world.
Couldn't vouch for that around my neighborhood. These kids act up like a motherfucker.
Yeah, they have no shame, I feel, or the Jews. That's their biggest problem.
I just wanted to yell out, use a condom.
Ah! Oh, God.
Yeah, right. Good luck with
that.
That
would never happen.
Then, they'd be like, how dare you?
Yeah, those are not qualified parents, and that obviously was not a planned baby. Ugh.
Oh, there was some, like, DJ. My parents live, like, off the boardwalk, like, on Coney Island. There was some Hasidic DJ busting out the jams.
A disc Jew?
A disc jukey.
DJ Esrim in the house. Chala,
and it's like blasting horror music so loud.
It wasn't the mitzvah mobile. Just
no, it wasn't a mobile. It was one guy like on.
Oh my God! Whenever Purim comes, they have this fucking like ice cream truck with a loudspeaker on top.
It's. I feel like they just bought ice cream trucks from people, like guys that are out of business, and converted it into a mitzvah. Yeah.
But last Purim...
Well, what do they do? What's the purpose?
Well, listen, last Purim, they ditched that, and they got the fucking Breaking Bad meth RV to go around, and it had four speakers on top, all pointed in different directions, and it was like, everybody, come to the Purim celebration! And meanwhile, blasting fucking music, and like inside you go in, and apparently like I heard from people that they have like a place, like a whole place to dance, and like Jewish books, like a library of fucking Torah.
What else?
Just
party, like a bunch full of Jewish
like
books.
Like 5,700-year-old writings.
The entire Elie Wiesel back catalog. Let's go. Break it up.
Wow. Bernard Malamud, we got everything in here. Ay, ay, ay.
Who is Bernard Malamud?
He wrote The Chosen.
And he invented Malamars.
Oh.
You might know him from that.
He also wrote The Natural, right?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Let me see. That's a good book.
I've never read the book, but the movie, I love the movie.
It wasn't meant to, it was Bernard Malamud. I wasn't meant to slight Bernard Malamud. Jewish writings
authors
are boring.
Yeah. You just don't understand, Darren.
Yes, you have no idea. This is why we must bring the Breaking Bad meth lab around and turn it into a Jew-mobile.
So I bet in the inside people. There was a wall that separated the men from the women.
No, yeah. They wouldn't even let women in the fucking thing, I'm sure. Women are like an afterthought.
You can't have women reading. Like, so you know they want to vote.
I'm so over those people.
They can dust the books. That's it.
I was thinking of Jackie Mason on it.
You're a very nice person. Personally, no, you're a good person. I have no problem with you as a human being. But you're a woman. You cannot touch the books. This is wrong. This is wrong with the Gentiles. I don't care what the Gentiles do. That's okay. They can do what they want. But we do not do things this way.
I love it.
Now make me a sandwich.
He's like all crazy right-wing conservative now in his old age.
Yep.
I guess that's what happens to most people in their old age. You get
scared. Yeah, of course. You forget what it's like to be a youth.
I don't want to say one thing one way or the other, but Obama's the Antichrist, obviously.
Yeah. He's like Dave Mustaine, basically.
Yeah. Well, Dave Mustaine is an old man now, so it works out.
And he talks like Jackie Mason,
can
too.
Can they do a spoken word tour, the two of them together?
David, I heard what you said about the African women. They should put plugs in their vagina so that they don't produce any more schwarzes. And this is the best possible thing for the United States of America, but that there won't be any more schwarzes on the abortion and on the welfare that I'm paying for with my taxes and my retirement fund is going to the schwarzes with the abortions. It's wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
Alex Jones needs to make this happen somehow. He could put them together.
He probably knows both of them. That's how it would happen.
That's what I'm saying.
They're asking if Mindy Mayer was in the
she's
the RV.
Complete radio silence on her. Like,
well,
Twitter account dead. Like,
but it's like, what? Who was she before this?
I don't know.
It's because of her failed state senatorial run. Mm-hmm. She's embarrassed now.
Yeah.
She's going to with Jackie Mason.
Does she really look like a girl that has any shame?
She is. Yeah. She's a Jew. See, well, that's the thing about Jews. They're not. Well,
she's
no,
probably planning her next campaign. We just got to keep it top secret.
Yeah.
Speaking of Dave Mustaine, did you see that his daughter was on like some talk show in Seattle?
Is that Justice Mustaine or is that
Justice
his
is
son,
his son, right? Elektra.
On Metal Injection, you said she was on national TV. That a talk show in Seattle is not national TV.
Did I say national TV?
Yes, you did.
Oh.
Well. Also, your article about the dead guy from that band, you spelled his name, you wrote his name three times, and one of the times you spelled it wrong.
Nice.
Which is very respectful of the dead.
Sure.
Like, what was his name, Lacaze or something?
Yeah.
You wrote Lacraze one time.
Lacraze.
That's cooler. Is that the right
this
way?
This guy is Lacraze.
But no, that was the wrong one. You improved it, though, so I'll hand you that.
Okay. I'll edit that.
These
right
are things
now.
I would have told you off the air, but I wasn't here before the show started, so I have to tell you now.
Thanks. He died at like midnight on Friday night.
What,
okay.
Do we know what he died from yet?
I don't
being
wanna...
the crazy.
What is that voice?
It's just like my the crazy voice.
Well, he's from New Orleans, right? That's probably how he sounded.
He ate some of Justin Wilson's cooking. And,
okay, I fixed it.
Nice. Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about, Sid. It was always okay.
No, there's more corrections coming in from the chat.
Correction chat.
The rest of the episode. Just fixing typos.
Oh, I wrote his stone justice.
Can't be also his stone.
I see the typo.
All you have to do is reread what you wrote once before clicking submit.
Or
you
won. Sid.
You should have seen the face. Rob just made when you said that. You should reread. He like almost barfed, revolted.
I know it's disgusting enough to write it, let alone have to read it. That's what the junkies are for, but come on.
By the way, you also spelled justice in a really retarded way, too. J-U-S-T-I-S. That's oh, no, wait. That was Dave. Sorry.
That's how his son's name is. All right, let's listen to his daughter and some schmuck covered Atula Mode.
Oh, you interviewed Justice? Oh, all right, never mind.
This is New Day Northwest.
Atula Mode, did you say?
Atula Mode.
He's thinking about ice cream on a mine.
Atula Mode.
I'll have Atula Mode.
Atula cream cheese. Froth my milk.
And a stunt driver who will all be crushing it this weekend at the Evergreen State Fair. And we'll see what happens when they let me get behind the wheel of a monster truck.
Uh-oh.
Everyone survives. Personally, I think you're never too old for stuff
this
like this.
Just sounds like an SNL skit.
What's hip and cool for the benefit
Here we go.
Who is that singing?
Some
schmuck.
No.
Yes.
His daughter sings the female parts.
I have no idea.
There are no female parts.
Yeah.
It's just whatever she sings is the female part.
Yeah. Dave sang all of it.
So who is this guy? His son?
No, just some guy.
His son?
Probably the guy banging his daughter.
Yes, this is not his son, or Noah.
She met him at the guitar center. So as you read, just know
my friends. I want to join in. I can't team up with Metallica. Let me join in on my old song, for God's sake. Please smile when you think of me. My body's gone back.
This is a bad song. Oh, I can't speak French.
Wait, this is a Megadeth song originally? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, he sings in French.
Why?
The verses and the chorus is in French.
What kind of right winger is he doing anything French?
This is before that. This is in the 90s. This is on Cryptic Writings? What album is this on?
It's on the Euthanasia.
I really like that album, Euthanasia, but not this particular song.
That's Darren's favorite, right?
I go back and forth to Countdown to Extinction.
Yeah, me too.
No clear preference. And then
that one's a little too not that it's still great, but I mean it's like just a lot more noodly and technical, you know.
And the other one is like I feel better at songs.
Yeah.
So shut up.
It's like the Creed covering Megadeth, basically. The way that guy sang is like total like self indulgent Scotch stappiness.
Exactly what it is. It's Creed and Evanescence covering Megadeth.
Yeah, or like Vanessa Carlton,
no.
Some like shitty ingenue
singer.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay. The girl from Evanescence has a nice voice.
Let's try again. Creed and Evanescence arranged by Vanessa Carlton.
There we go.
Okay.
Which means that now she's going to be on the next Megadeth album.
Oh.
Now, for another rendition of Atula Mode.
This is why I had children.
Atula Mode.
It's like when Natalie Cole did that album of Nat Cole covers.
Oh,
she'll
eventually.
When Dave dies, she'll do an album of Megadeth covers.
And they'll put it, like superimpose him on the picture, so she's singing.
Oh my God! Gonna have to get sturdy film stock to put superimpose that guy's pale complexion,
fucking giant head, floating in the air while she's looking up,
and those lips. He has like such moist lips now that he's old.
No, just from all the saliva from talking.
A little love poetry for Dave Mustaine right here on the podcast.
Tula spit.
Oh, to be your microphone.
Yeah.
That's Rob's birthday wish. He wants to be Dave Mustaine's microphone.
Ew. The only thing I'd want to do with Dave Mustaine is smoke some weed. That's it.
Well, really. You got halfway there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He smoked my weed.
Yeah, they took the weed and kicked you out.
Like, no, you can't stay.
He you served your purpose.
He wants to be Chromio's toilet seat. That's what he really
God.
Wants.
No!
Well, you wouldn't want to look up into those geniuses
no!
All day? No! Curl little Chromio took us.
Oh, my God.
He really wants to say yes.
Yeah, I heard almost a yeah in there.
No!
How about the faint?
No, I don't want to be anyone's toilet seat. That's disgusting.
I'll curl it.
Turl it?
What about their turlet?
Their turlet, Daransky.
No, that's fine.
I want to be your turlet, Daransky. I look up at your brown eye all day long.
You're on the toilet all day
long.
Well,
I guess if it's
in his fantasy,
if it's a recently cleaned brown eye, then maybe.
His fantasy involves giving you hemorrhoids.
Yeah, it really sucks, man. Come on.
He's a jerk.
I got a nice hemorrhoid, Dorinsky.
That's right, Ashley.
With your name on it.
In that case, just be his underwear. You could. That's a lot more time looking at the brown eye than if you're the toilet.
It ain't the same. Oh,
wait, so he would be looking at Dorinsky's brown hole,
yeah.
Right? Brown eye.
I'm a sub.
So I'm Killed by Death says new band name. There's actually a local band named Human Toilet, so that's already taken by Gary Suarez.
There's also a sketch on Jackass.
Was it?
Yeah.
I was a human urinal.
There you
go.
There's that too. Was. Who's he kidding?
Yeah, really.
All over my penis and face.
Rest in peace.
I think he's still alive.
Well, as Louis C.K. said, if I'm not looking at him, he could be dead.
Yeah, exactly.
He could still rest peacefully alive.
Sure, maybe he's napping. It's a Sunday afternoon. It's warm out. Long day of antiquing. Come home, take a little nap. You rest peacefully. Wherever the hell he's living now, I don't know.
Rob looks like garbage, said. The last time Rob got laid, Dave was still in Metallica.
I wasn't born when Dave was in Metallica.
Wow. I think you were barely born, weren't you?
83 I was born. I think he got kicked out in 83 now.
Well, couldn't be.
Coincidence?
It was late in 83.
Well,
no, it has to, he has to have been. This year was like the 30th anniversary of Kill 'Em All, which Mustaine was out of the band by then, so it had to be before I was born. Because I'm just turning 30 next week.
Congratulations.
And
how do you feel about that?
I've accepted it. I feel like when I was 28, I had that big, like, oh, no, I'm almost 30. Now I'm like, whatever.
Are you at a point in your life where when you were younger, you thought you would be when you turned 30? Have you achieved all that you wanted?
As opposed to when? Like when he was 16? Or
yeah, like when you were 16 and you thought about being 30. Are you at that place?
I don't think I thought about being 30 when I was 16. But early in my 20s, I set goals and I've accomplished a good amount of it. So,
well,
which
ones have you not accomplished yet?
I'd rather not talk about it. That's for me
He's
and my inner monologue.
You could then listen back to this episode 10 years from now and be like, I even accomplished those. Awesome.
No, I mean,
give us some. Come on.
He wanted to meet Chromio and be their human toilet.
Well, you're living in Williamsburg.
Well, like, I think one vague memory I have of high school of like where I want to be. I wrote that I wanted to be on Saturday Night Live, which is such a like typical thing for like a dorky kid to write. But that didn't happen. Other than that, everything else.
There are probably like way more career, like wrestling related career paths you probably wanted to take them. And then
I never wanted to be a wrestler. I wanted to be an announcer or something.
Something.
Yeah.
And now metal sort of became your wrestler.
Is there anything that you thought you would achieve that you're glad you didn't? Like when I was like, I don't know, I'll say 15, I thought that like by the age of 25 I would be married and already have a child. But then when I reached 25, I'm like, fuck no, I'm still living my life.
Rob thought he would be married to you with a child.
Yeah, when I was 15, I was like,
well, that's very similar to what it says in the chat here. DJF says, I'm sure one of his goals was fucking Noah, but that isn't.
I'm over it.
Oh, come on.
I'm over it.
It was one of his goals.
We've established so far beyond that.
Yeah.
So far beyond.
Over it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm over it. Yeah, I don't know. Like, just doing Metal Injection full time, I feel, was like
the best.
The biggest goal, yeah.
Well, that is going to coincide with your, sort of with your 30th birthday, your 10th anniversary Metal Injection.
Yeah, that, which is crazy. Because that's, I mean, it's definitely been 10 years since we've come up with Metal Injection, but the official 10-year anniversary is like the first week of January.
Right.
That was when the public access show debuted. And it's also really crazy because now I'm going back and thinking of like shows that happened 10 years ago and like experiences that we all shared. And it's so crazy to think that it was 10 years ago.
Are you doing a retrospective on it in any way?
Yeah. There's definitely going to be some 10-year anniversary. So Frank was talking about doing like a little documentary to talk about some highlights.
When is he not talking about doing a little documentary?
It's true. What's funny is that he like initially he's like, oh, I had so many grand plans, but you know, I'm going to scale it back. I'm going to make the documentary much shorter. It'll only be half an hour. And I'm like, wait, what?
That's like short? Civil War by
Ken
Burns.
Yeah, like, wait, how long did you want? Yeah, like, how long were you doing it? Like, how much time do we really need to tell our story?
Well, he cut all the Rob parts out.
Oh, yeah.
I was going through my DVDs and stuff because I'm trying to organize shit.
Looking for porn?
And, no, I don't. I just use my phone or my computer. I don't need to keep porn in the house.
But at some point, you probably had a DVD or two.
That's true.
That's why I did.
I did find those when I was moving, and I got rid of them.
What'd you do? Did you throw them out or give it to somebody?
No, I just threw them out. It was like a CD with like a bunch of like short videos. Or
whatever
that
could have been a great Fantasy Football League prize. Noah's used porn CD.
Oh
my God!
Could
you imagine?
Or like
you'd
really
have 50 teams.
Oh, shoot. Well, I thought there was a limit on how many teams you can
No, have. But there have been 50 people trying to get in.
Oh.
I'd have made multiple leagues and then somehow called a winner from the winners.
I think I had like 4 CDs. One of them was a bunch of like short videos, and then the others had movies, but like they were old movies. They weren't even good. Like
old, like 70s or?
No. Like, I don't know, 90s, I guess.
Yeah, it's the golden age. I don't know.
They were really cheesy. There was like a soundtrack and everything. I don't like that.
Just turn the volume off.
No, but I like hearing people having sex.
Fair enough.
That's
a drop.
So I found a bunch of the old skits that we did, and I started watching them. And I watched the one where we did the talk show.
Oh, and yeah. I just watched that like a week ago. Yeah,
those are so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
I just wish that
we had so much time back then. Oh, yeah, we were talking about reposting all, like recapturing it and putting it up in high quality.
Yeah.
For the 10th year.
Yeah, we used to just, I mean, and I was thinking about it, like we used to go to shows almost like every day, and then we would smoke and hang out in my apartment and record. But it's like, what do we do? Like, did we have jobs?
when did we have time for all of this?
How do we make time?
Understand.
Like, I'm so tired in the morning if I stay up past 12. How do we stay up until 2 in the morning smoking and taping these things?
Yeah. Didn't make sense to me either. I don't know.
Yeah.
Younger. You're 10 years
younger.
Yeah,
I guess that we had more energy.
True. Oh, I can't believe 10 years ago.
The Maury thing that we did with the kids.
That was so good.
That was 04 or 05, definitely.
Yeah.
You were Sergeant Willis Dickfit.
Yeah. I was the boot camp guy.
Chevelle.
Yeah, and Rob did the best Maury impression.
You were so
go
good.
Go on.
And with the graphics. The graphics were perfect on that.
Oh yeah, I had a lot of fun with the graphics stuff.
What about on the dating game? That was the Rob as the host.
Yeah.
I feel like you as the host stole that away.
No, you as Sinister Sasha.
I think anytime we just looked for reasons for you to do Sinister, like the
yeah.
DJ thing, I remember that like there was like just your whole raw audition was just so funny to me.
I still like, because it's on YouTube, like I'll go back and I'll watch it and it still makes me laugh just as hard as before.
Sid doesn't find it funny though.
I haven't seen most of it. I wasn't in any of it.
Yeah, that's true. This was right before we reconnected.
Yeah.
After college.
Yep.
Collage.
But there is a lot of stuff that we did that I can't find and I really want to rewatch. Like, remember when my dad had that weird news van and we taped from there?
Why did your dad have a weird news van?
Wait, what? I don't remember.
When my dad had that van with like that painting on it? It used to belong to like a news, like a AM station. My dad used to work in Brooklyn and he would make deliveries.
Okay.
So he would always buy these used vans, and
just
found,
so happened that one time it was an old news van.
So what did we do with it?
It was an old news van, but like Sid, it was painted like it was a field with a blue sky, and there was like a football and a baseball and a basketball, and it had like,
just, like
the name of the station.
Leave it.
It was cheap, and inside the seats had like this rainbow pattern on them.
Oh my god.
Uh-huh.
You don't remember?
So it was like
so
a full-on 70s
no,
rape van with a mural on the outside.
It was when we went to see Children of Bodom and Dimmu Borgir and Nevermore at
L'Amour.
So we were playing clips from there.
Okay.
But we were like inside, like for no reason.
Yeah,
we were just in the van.
Now I vaguely remember, yes.
I want to see that so bad.
Do you have all that stuff somewhere?
Frank has it. Huh? Frank has all that.
There you go, Noah. You know who to ask.
Yeah. And then there was the one. What? There was the one where we were in the old office, and we were just getting like high.
Oh, there.
We were
like
having a dream. Or something.
I was looking at the like the Life Once Lost interview I did, which is one of my all-time favorite interviews, where I interviewed them in a bathroom.
Oh yeah.
And then we smoked weed, and the episode that we made around that was very meta because it was all of us in your living room. Going like, all right, what is this week's episode going to be about? And none of us had any ideas. And then you were like, oh, we can't come up any ideas because we don't have any herb. So we need to get herb. And then like we get all excited because we had weed. And then we smoke weed and then it cuts and like we're just really high. So we're not. We're still not coming up with any ideas. And that's the whole episode. Very,
so
very
fun.
Meta.
Yeah.
Meta injection.
Fat, greasy, bald guy with a non sequitur. Sid should get naked and walk across the Brooklyn Bridge, Sid.
Why?
How do you feel about your naked body, Sid?
Not good.
You don't like showing it off to people?
Not even to myself. Terrible.
Do you ever look in the mirror?
Yeah, it's terrible.
With
just
clothes?
Remind myself how terrible I look.
Aww.
It's all lumpy.
I don't
no.
think you look terrible.
I'm hairy and patches. It's terrible.
One of,
it's awful.
Okay.
Someone finds you attractive.
Your wife finds you attractive.
Yeah.
Okay, so I went to Dallas for a trade show, mm-hmm. and there's a host on our channel that he doesn't broadcast from Sirius. He's located in Dallas. He had the biggest belly that I have ever seen. Like, if you see him from the back, he just looks like a, you know, like a average guy. Uh-huh. But then when he turns to the side, it's like this big-ass gut. It's like this big, right? And like, and he tucked his shirt into his jeans that were hanging underneath his stomach.
So there's like the over.
Yes,
flap?
There was a huge over, but it came out like he was pregnant.
So disgusting.
And no, the most disgusting part was that I could see the outline of his Audi belly button.
Oh! You hope it was his Audi.
No, it definitely like it,
what,
was,
it might have been
it
his
belly
peen
button.
Coming
his
up
dick
through the,
it up
oh. What, like through his stomach out of his belly button?
Well, yeah, he's so fat that his peen went back into his body and it's coming out of his belly button.
Screaming for help.
But his legs weren't fat, his arms weren't fat. It was just a gigantic.
Lots of drinking
gut.
Beer and sitting still.
Ugh.
I've got half of that down.
And he was
still.
Like, and he was one of those close talkers.
No.
And his face is definitely meant for radio. He had all these
was
like
his,
pockmarks.
Was his Audi like almost poking you? Was he that close?
I was like, I couldn't even talk. I had to like talk to him from the side so that his stomach wouldn't. And he had these like a beard coming out of his nose, like these white,
my God.
Gray hairs.
Off the air, you're gonna have to tell us who this is so we could Google.
Cousin Brucey, baby. I let myself go a little bit on CBS FM.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Any other highlights from the trucking show that you were at? Anything fun? You looked great. Were you the most attractive person at the trucking show?
No, there were a lot of good-looking girls there.
Were they just hired models?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
They were definitely like either corporate or they were models.
Other than that, were you the most attractive person?
Yeah, sure.
I guess so. So there's a lot of there's a lot of swag there. So
what was it all like mud flaps and stuff like for trucking
things?
Like,
things like
trucker balls,
yeah.
Like the balls.
Truck
balls.
It's not trucker balls.
Trucker
balls. It's truck nuts.
Oh, that's
truck
the brand.
Yeah. No, just like pens and rulers and stuff. So like,
what
there
do you
was,
need a ruler for?
I don't
measuring
boxes.
Mud flaps. Yeah.
A yardstick, or keychains, USB drives.
were there those like Japanese candies, like the Hi-Chews?
What?
Not a Hi-Chew type of convention.
What the fuck are you talking about?
So
I don't
anyway,
know what that is.
The Japanese candy, the chewy candy.
A Hi-Chew is a Jew on stilts.
Yeah. Or Rob.
Chew, like Ha-Chew.
I have no idea what you're talking.
Pocky.
You mean Pocky?
Those are good too.
All right, that's all I know.
Go on.
So, you know, the different exhibitors would give bags, you know, so people would fill up the bags with all the stuff that they collected. But there was one, like, family, and I guess I would say they were very, like, hillbilly.
Only
they,
one?
Well, from what I saw.
Of note.
And they brought a cart, and they started filling the cart with all the stuff.
That's great.
God bless them.
Hey, it's free, right?
You know what? I said it's probably
school
supplies.
We're going to have Christmas this year, kids.
Yeah, school supplies. You know, there's no, like notepads and pens.
Here's some
high
chews. I don't know what that is, Mommy.
It's poisonous Japanese candy.
They're so good. They're like Laffy Taffy.
Where have you had them?
You can get them in a store. It's not like it's at Comic-Con, I noticed them. They have like a giant thing.
There.
But no, it's a common candy. You can get them in like
that none of the rest of us have
it's
ever
like
heard
a,
of.
It's like a Japanese Starburst, basically.
Just get Starburst.
But at least have funkier flavors.
Such as?
Green tea.
Ugh. Enough.
Wonton soup.
Yeah, it looks like it's just being racist. It's
wonton
Chinese.
Soup.
Was there a seaweed flavor for Darren?
Miso flavored
spicy tuna. I have
ew.
A spicy tuna Starburst.
Oh, we
miso
did go.
Miso honey.
We did go to the Dallas Fish Market for dinner.
Okay.
And I had oysters.
Ooh.
For your first time?
Didn't make you sick?
My second time.
Did you get really horny?
You know, I had two, and I was like, I don't feel anything.
Because you were sitting next to Mr. Audi.
He didn't make the dinner.
Killed
I'm so glad.
Thank God there wouldn't have been any oysters left.
Ugh.
He used his belly button to shuck the oysters. You just pop it open off like a bottle opener.
People in the chat know what high chews are.
I've never...
Bacon charts.
Well, in front of a computer. They can
bacon charts backs it.
Well, there you go.
And I want bacon charts on my team. I'll tell you that much.
Don't worry about it. You got it.
It's already in your drawers.
Oh, actually, if you want to try something, one of the listeners brought me this like vegan chocolate bar with fake and bacon.
I'll try it out.
Will you try it for me? Because I don't really want to try it.
I'm very curious. Did you hear about like this fake meat they created? They took like a stem cell of a cow or something, and they created beef, like fake beef.
Yeah, and it was terrible.
No, they said it's
flavor from what I read.
I read that it was like
just
it's not there yet, but it's on the way.
I don't know.
I think that's really cool. That's like I think that's like the future of consumption for us, because we're, as humans, we're over consuming now. There's like we're consuming more.
I want to eat an animal that once had a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But you have to kill an animal. This way, no animal
but the
get
only
harmed.
Reason the animal exists to begin with is to be killed for food.
You've watched Planet Earth.
Right,
and
there would just be less cows
the thing
in general.
Is, yeah, so then there would be less strain on the environment, because for that cow to live, there has to be all this, you know,
not
grass.
What do we care?
We don't feel it.
Fine. Rob, I think I can explain this to you and mediate this. Sid likes killing things.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Right. Usually
no,
spirits,
Sid likes
but
for
animals
to
too.
Die. Yeah.
So this is called rescue chocolate.
All right, I want some of that.
Yeah,
and
I'll take a piece.
The sweetest way to save a life.
Oh. I'm going to eat that as an experiment because I'm sure that it's fucking horrible.
I was at some like fancy market in Manhattan.
I mean, it's vegan chocolate though. Like, how do you? There's no meat in chocolate.
What makes it vegan though?
The
no
dairy.
Milk.
There's no dairy. Yeah.
So how
that
do you make
makes it horrible.
Yeah. How do you make chocolate? Like what?
You don't like dark chocolate. Dark chocolate has very little milk.
It's gonna have soy.
I've had chocolate covered bacon before and it was terrible. It ruined. It was two good things that ruined
chocolate.
Like
yeah.
It. I didn't
first
like
of all,
either.
What is the new thing with fucking putting bacon on everything?
Yeah.
Bacon is a great. I think. It's
I know.
Totally
it's making
it
bacon more expensive now in supermarkets. Wait, I need a piece though.
Yeah. Yeah,
just so that I can say I tried it.
There you go. I'm eating
it. It's not bad.
Oh.
You cannot tell it's vegan at all.
You can't tell it's chocolate either. It's completely devoid of flavor.
Oh.
No.
It just tastes like dark chocolate to me.
Well, no. I'll say this.
No.
I don't like it.
No.
I'll say this. I thought it was going to be awful. It's only just mediocre and boring.
You can't even taste the fake in bacon.
It tastes like completely flavorless chocolate with a weird, spoiled bacon aftertaste.
Yeah, I don't like
exactly
the bacon
right.
Taste. Yeah.
Ugh, no. And that's exactly what the... When I had chocolate covered bacon, it's the same thing. It's like the chocolate is lessened by the fact that there's something not sweet in there, and then the bacon ruins what good you get out of the chocolate.
That's exactly right.
Or
they
just
have one than the other. It's fine.
Nothing needs to have – everything doesn't need to have fucking bacon on it.
I agree.
Bacon later when you have a different meal.
Or
it's like wrap rock.
On the side, you know, just –
This is probably how the Jews started. They probably said, not everything has to have fucking dairy in it, all right? Eat the dairy at a different meal.
They just took it too far.
They just said God said it, that's all.
And they completely eliminated bacon.
Yep.
That's where they went too far.
Bacon is great. Not putting bacon down, but there's certain things that go with bacon. Leave the chocolate out of it.
Agreed. Agreed.
However.
You say I'm ugly?
Oh. Agreed.
How candied bacon is
bad.
Just... Have you ever tried Mike's bacon?
I think
bacon?
I have. It's good, but regular bacon is better. Bacon doesn't need anything extra.
It doesn't like sweet and savory together.
Yeah.
But you've tried my candied bacon.
I think so.
At your
maybe
Christmas
not,
party,
not.
I guess your candied bacon is more like spicy than
maybe
sweet.
I haven't had
mine
your...
is like tangy.
Okay, then I
have. Did you have that at the Christmas party you had here?
I think so. I was like a
not
like appetizer.
I don't think Sid was here.
You weren't there for that. All right. I will make you my candied bacon. Maybe I'll for Rob's birthday.
What a treat.
Okay, next week.
It's only a week.
But I don't want Sid to have any, though, if it's for my birthday.
No, I'll make enough that for every caller you eat
a
piece
of
bacon.
That's a great idea.
No callers next week. Everybody, you want to spite Rob.
Because.
I'll make like 5 pounds of it. You have to eat it.
I'll eat it.
But for everyone in the chat who says, yeah, I'd call, but no, then the rest of us get a piece of bacon.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay.
As long as...
No! God, please, no! 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 No!
Yeah, that I'm down with, because Eggers was saying I should do the vodka thing again, and I'm never, ever...
I suggested Funyuns.
Well, we,
a bag of Funyuns.
We got you so to pass out from booze. Now let's get him to pass out from food.
Or from, like, a cholesterol.
Just have a heart attack.
And then when he passes out, we open his mouth and pour the booze down his throat.
we'll get it
in there anyway, don't you worry.
You know what? Either way, he'll be barfing.
Yeah. But I feel like it takes much more food to get that reaction. So
yeah,
it has to be
depending what kind. I mean, if he had a bag of Funyuns and like 30 people called in, he had 30 bags of Funyuns in an hour.
No, I can't have a whole bag of Funyuns per caller.
I have to raise the amount.
There's not enough Funyuns in the world.
I got it. Well, I already got it. I got the answer. We get White Castles.
Oh,
and you have to eat 3 White Castles for every caller.
What, 3? No, let's do one for
one for every caller. Is not gonna. No, we're gonna get like 8 callers.
We had like 18 callers last
time.
That's
like a Tuesday afternoon for you.
No, I can only eat
you
like 5
bang
or 6
out,
of them.
Yeah, 18.
I don't even eat the white. I usually get the chicken rings. We've talked about.
What about McDonald's cheeseburgers?
They're a little bit bigger.
About the same.
Brother's my friend.
Come on, can I at least enjoy this? At least with the White Castle.
Those are delicious.
I don't like them. I haven't, for the price. Honestly, I haven't had McDonald's in like a million. No, I had it not too long ago.
We'll order short ribs from Mabel's.
How many?
I
feel like the really good food should be a separate meal for his birthday.
Yeah,
we'll
can we just get bacon?
For the show, we got to do the White Castle.
No, the bacon.
Bacon, okay.
Let's do bacon.
It's just not. I don't
That's
know.
A lot of work for me, though. Come to think of it,
you're the one who suggested it. I'm sticking with the White Castle. I'll even pay for the White. I'll bring the White Castle.
You'll bring the Crave Case.
I'll bring the Crave Case.
Bring the ones that they sell in the freezer at the supermarket down the block.
Oh.
And Rob has to eat it frozen.
They taste the same to me. I don't know.
How about
Slim Jims?
Or shrimp in the bag.
Shrimp.
Fat greasy bald guy suggested Taco Bell.
Oh, Doritos Locos. I'll have a Doritos Locos for every caller.
The tacos, by the end of the night, they'll be so soggy. Like the ones that haven't been eaten yet, it'll be gross. It'll be like mashed potatoes pouring into your mouth.
We should get a runner, like a volunteer to go get Taco Bell.
Where is there even a Taco Bell around here?
We'll do a live remote from Taco Bell.
Nice.
They're chanting Taco Bell in the
chat.
They
need some good publicity. We can help them
Maybe
out.
Maybe they'll even sponsor it.
Oh.
It's a great opportunity. And then Neil Hamburger could tweet about your misery.
Wow.
I like it because Neil Hamburger retweets people talking about how sick they get from eating Taco Bell.
What does Rom have in common with Taco Bell? I don't have a punchline.
All right, let's get to a music break. Going to kick it off with some I Hate God in memory of... drummer
Lecrae.
Joey Lacaze.
No.
I don't know where you got Lacaze from.
From you.
What?
You wrote it.
No.
It's not there anymore.
But I very much enjoy it. I got it. I'm very bummed about this. Here's one of their most famous tracks. It's Sister Fucker.
Shut your fucking face, Sister Fucker. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Hill from Show Business. I had a great time on the Metal Injection livecast, which is like a podcast in its own way, but it's live. It's right there in the name. Don't be a fucking cunt about it. Why do I have to explain this? I say cunt in the British way, like in the way that you would call another man a cunt. I'm not calling a woman a cunt. I wouldn't do that. Sean would.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you, when I'm not hanging around in men's bathrooms, watching Lars Ulrich watching other people doing cocaine, I'm listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Thank you.
only a few more songs until the second hour of the Metal Injection live cast. So you still have a few minutes to finish up that Match.com profile and maybe lose your virginity finally. Make it happen, loser. Darren's Crocs have just turned from red to green. And you know what that means. The music break is over, and the Metal Injection live cast has returned.
We were just talking about, still to this point, how horrible that chocolate was.
Yeah, no good.
The taste, it lingers.
Yeah, it leaves a weird like chemical in your mouth.
Yeah, so imagine the... I think it's, you know what it's reminiscent of? It's like a Hershey's bar. You know how Hershey's, I feel, has no actual like milk in it anymore?
Chemicals.
It's just like cocoa and like... Yeah, it's worse than that.
Let me read what's in here. How about that?
Yeah, let's see the ingredients.
Well, maybe I don't want to know.
And then Sid and I talked about how we both, and Noah as well, we love tofu.
I wouldn't say love.
We like tofu.
I like tofu because it transfers a delicious sauce that I like into my mouth without having to use a spoon.
It's a good consistency to carry along a good sauce.
Yeah, but it's even better with meat on it.
Fried is better, but like soft is like, okay. Like if it's in like a really spicy broth kind of a thing, with like vegetables and it can't be the only thing in there.
Yeah,
but like I can't have like a tofu cutlet on like a piece of bread.
No. Why would you?
Unless there's also meat on it.
Yeah.
If the
or
tofu,
unless it is
the
meat.
The tofu could be like the cheese replacement. Like it's the slice of cheese that you would put on top of the salami.
No, I'm just going to put cheese on top of the salami.
And then tofu? Cheese, tofu, salami?
Okay. Tofu would not be a part of the equation if I'm eating meat.
Yeah.
A nice tofu spread.
What if the tofu was the bread between with the sandwich meat between?
Like those ramen burgers
like
that
the
people
worst
line
KFC
up for?
Double down sandwich.
No, is there like really, is there like a giant line for these silly ramen burgers?
On Gothamist, they show it. It's all Asian people that line up. Like I thought it would be like all the hipsters and stuff, but it seems
People live on ramen, so I can understand why they would be into it.
Do they? Do they live on?
Why can't they just make it at home?
Yeah, if they live on it, why would they be lining up for 4 hours?
The special sauce. It's all about the sauce.
No, I thought it was the fact that they make a burger bun out of ramen.
But there's also a special sauce.
Okay. Have you had it?
No, not yet.
I thought it was a zoz.
A zoz?
Very good zoz. I'd like some ramen noodles with the sauce, please. Very good.
Let me read the ingredients.
Okay.
It might not be as bad as you think it is. Okay, 60% organic dark chocolate.
That's actually not even that much. Like
and
usually
it says
it's like 75%.
Cacao beans.
Mm-hmm.
Cacao beans.
Cocoa beans?
Cacao.
No, it's C-A-C-A-O. Isn't that a monkey?
Macaque. What about macaque?
Are you guys talking about macaque? Evaporated cane juice, and then
I guess that's sugar?
Cocoa butter.
Oh, cocoa butter.
That's what I put on my skin when I go tanning.
Preserves you.
And everyone says you're delicious, so makes sense.
Soy lecithin.
That's also what the guy with the Audi put on his...
Ew! Textured vegetable protein, which is soy flour, caramel color, soybean oil.
This sounds so disgusting.
And
it really is.
Salt and natural flavors.
Yeah, so natural flavors is then all the artificial stuff.
Yeah, be a little
stuff.
Bit more specific.
Bleach is a natural flavor, too, or ammonia. Mm. I don't know. It's just like... I like tofu sometimes because it's just like too hot and I just can't handle a big meaty steak.
You can't handle the meat?
I can't handle it. I'm not going to say. Go ahead. I never eat the meat. But I feel like people who overdo it. You know, I took my car to the Jiffy Lube today.
What does that have to
go
do?
On?
I like balls. And I passed by this warehouse for like a vegan, what was it called? Vegan something that I see at Fairway all the time. It's like has like macrobiotics in it and like all these crazy things. And I looked into their hallway, like into the warehouse, and it looked like so filthy and dirty. So I can't imagine like all the chemicals that are in these foods.
They, you know, people who eat that every day, all day, are ill and they don't have taste buds that function like, and they, like we were just talking during the break, that they don't know what, they all say
there's
the
no
same
reference.
Fucking thing. They're, oh, you're going to love this fucking tofu chicken wing or this burger, because they don't know what real food tastes
like. It's
like,
okay, it's bearable, but I'm going to have my real chicken wing.
Yeah,
like if you want to eat that, okay, don't tell me that shit tastes like a real fucking chicken wing, because it doesn't.
Yeah. And also, what do they know about how real chicken wings taste? I thought they were vegans.
Well, maybe they a long time ago they used to.
Well, the thing is, like, oh, so many of my carnivorous friends say they like the chicken, the whatever.
The what?
The vegan wings, the vegan version.
Wait, so is it seitan or is it tofu? There's a difference.
Oh, for the wings, it's seitan, yeah. Seitan.
Oh, okay, it's different. I've never tried seitan.
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 The chat would like to know if tofu makes you have smelly farts. You specifically, Noah. Not one, a person in general.
Yes, because I only eat tofu usually with Thai food.
So it's just the fact that you're having Thai food.
So
maybe
it's
that's
a combination
all
of the tofu
the
and
curry.
The soap.
Yeah.
I can say I've known Noah about almost 15 years, and I don't remember you ever making a fart that smelled.
I don't really fart around you, Dan.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You go in the bathroom?
I'm not, well...
She just puts her butt in Bruno's face.
I
feel like I don't get that respect from Noah. Cause
I usually see you during the weekends, and on the weekends
You eat
know,
healthy.
You're less gassy.
No, well, I'm less gassy because I just release my bowel movements whenever the fuck I want.
Okay, gotcha.
All
right. Well, you know, if it's because of politeness, I would say go ahead and let it rip.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You live here.
We know each other more than enough for you to do that around me.
All right, I'll take that into consideration.
My girlfriend and I started farting in front of each other, like, really fast, which was a big plus.
Who has the stinkier farts?
I would say me, but it's pretty close, though.
Yeah.
It's not like...
Do you ever get impressed by the grossness of the smell of her fart?
I'm more impressed by the sound a lot of the time.
Oh!
She has very trumpety ones.
Well, to be fair, your girlfriend does have a very round buttocks.
Oh, my God, yes.
Perhaps cavernous.
Are you sure we should be talking about
wait a minute. Cavernous implies, you know, there's a lot of room in there.
A tiny cavern.
Okay.
Dan,
no disrespect.
Yeah.
Are you sure we should be having this conversation?
I don't mind that.
Well,
She won't mind that.
All right.
Okay.
To say her ass is big, she knows that. It's a good thing.
No, the, you know,
what?
Farts.
Oh, no, she's not like that. She's not uptight about that stuff. Well, sometimes we're in a restaurant and she forgets and she'll just belch out like really. and then she remembers. Like, oh my God.
That's how comfortable she is around you. She feels at home.
I love it. She told me she'd never really used to burp or fart in public before. I take that as such a supreme compliment.
Yeah.
That's love right there.
Damn right. I went to her house yesterday for a barbecue, and there were all her family and like her sister's boyfriends were there. So it was like a bunch of people that like we all met before, but we don't really know each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was holding in farts the whole day. I didn't because I don't care about her smelling it, but I didn't want to be like, you know, the one cheek sneak and. Push it on.
I thought you were going to tell us a story about how, like, you bonded with them or whatever. But
No, they're all cool people. There's no, like, real assholes there that I don't like.
Was it, like, the moment you left, it was just, like, a giant, like...
Well, I had to go to inside to do whatever, you know, something like... I forgot, but I at some point I broke away from them. Because we were cleaning up the... There were deck chairs out there, so we had to put everything back. So we're all pitching in to put.
So you slammed the chairs perfect, like.
Yeah. No. That would have been
a lot of slamming because it was a long fart. That would have been a smart thing to do, but I actually in the garage there was a little bathroom, so.
Oh, okay.
I went in there to pee, and I just fucking like 6 hours
like
worth of farting.
Sound like a chainsaw.
A motherfucking chainsaw.
What?
I ripped my ass raw.
I just imagine like you in there farting and then like an establishing shot of time passing with like the sun setting and right so just like
yeah.
Like the Jewish alarms that go off Fridays, like the horns and like that.
Did you saw Shabbos? Early.
It's the next morning and you still hear the farting.
Yeah, Jews started running back in their homes like, wait a minute.
Imagine if you had that power. That just your fart can make Hasidic Jews run home.
I wish that
might be one of my favorite superpowers.
That would be my choice of superpowers. To make Jews go away from
flights would be so much more tolerable.
Driving around in South Brooklyn would be more tolerable.
How do the Orthodox Jews always find the flight that I'm on?
I don't know.
Is there like a quota? Like you need X amount of Orthodox Jews before the flight could take off? Because they're on every freaking and it's always like an army of 10 of them. And just so misbehaved.
And imagine if you could fart them off the plane.
Yeah.
And
what a superpower.
I would get top priority at Jerusalem 2 pizza. Just be gone.
You know what
slice.
Pisses me off the most about Jews on flights? If there's a meal, they always get their meal first because they're like...
The kosher meal.
Yeah. Dietary restriction.
Well, my girlfriend was telling me about Air India, which she said has the best food that she's ever had.
Oh.
And they have all Indian stuff on it.
Oh.
And so we
should
just take...
You don't want to be eating vindaloo
on
the plane.
Yeah, exactly.
To the bathroom.
They probably have extra bathrooms on Air India.
I think I have like some kind of resistance to that because I eat Indian food all the time and I never... It doesn't... I
you
still
just
shit,
have
but
iron bowels.
I don't.
I really.
Yeah. I don't. I'm, it's not like that. I'm shitting like diarrhea, but it definitely clears my system.
Not me. It's like no worse than any other food. I would say.
Darren's
it's,
grown immune to it.
Well, I don't know. I just know. Like, I don't think I have iron bowels because as soon as I have to shit, it comes out. I don't have the ability to hold it.
But it doesn't destroy you.
No, not at all.
That's where the iron bowels come in.
Oh, okay. Because as soon as when I do have to shit. It's a train, a runaway freight train. There's no, it's not, it's coming out. I have no ability to hold it whatsoever. And so I try to schedule my eating so that I'm not going out to a place where there's no bathroom, where when I have just eaten a huge meal.
You're a smart man.
It's not smart. It's by necessity, like by trial and error, because I have done that and I've crapped myself.
Yeah. You ain't the only one, pal.
You have a story?
I've told it before when me and Rob went to the Van Halen concert, and before the concert, Outback Steakhouse.
I don't remember.
And then I shit myself on the way home.
He
literally. Oh, yes,
like,
I do.
Concert, I was like, I could go to the I could wait online to go to the bathroom in Madison Square Garden, or I think I could gut it out on the train. And
he literally got off like five.
Like
we were four stops away from our home, and he's like, I can't.
No.
I'll just meet you at home. And why don't you give a quick summary of the story just for newer listeners?
I got off the train. It was late at night, and I didn't know what to do. I was like, went around the corner, and I was like, do I just shit here next to this tree on the side street? And I wasn't
like,
sure.
Bruno.
And then I looked across the street, and there was an old Asian guy pissing on a building. And I'm like, well, that's a sign that obviously this block, you can do whatever the fuck you want. So I got squatted down behind a tree and shit out a fucking pyramid of feces. Literally, it was in pyramid form when it was done, like
so
the fake dog poop thing.
You obviously had to look at what you've done, right?
Yeah,
like you couldn't
course.
Just
did you twirl your ass around curlicue so it made a little
it
spiral.
Have, it didn't have. It was
did
like softer.
Squat because squatting on the street takes a lot of strength.
I must. I just leaned over or something, and then I walked.
Did you
a
wipe?
Block and then I was like,
no, he didn't wipe. He had nothing to wipe.
Yeah, there's nothing to wipe with. So then I got on the train for a couple stops, and then I called Rob when I got off the train, or I texted him, and I'm like, there's a pair of pants in my room and a towel. Please bring those into the bathroom, and then go into your room and close the door. I'll let you know when it's safe. And my pants went in the garbage, and into a quick shower.
Have you ever taken a big dump, and you admire the smell, like you sit there and kind of bathe in it?
No.
Yeah.
I don't like flushing because then I would either have to get up or I'd get that little
splash.
Sprinkle. Yeah, I don't like the splash.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant after you're done and you just stay there a little while.
Oh, no. No, it's flush. It's
sometimes gonna... I'll take a shit. I've been going pretty regularly now. So I
I just imagine like, I can hold off on flushing for a few minutes.
I'm enjoying this.
No. So I'll take a huge dump and I'll flush, and then I'll walk out, go into my room, do something, and I have to go back out towards the kitchen or whatever, and I pass the bathroom like, oh yeah, that was a good dump. Like I'll smell it and remember.
That was a thick mist.
That's a good dump, Jarinski. With me, it's always the opposite. It's always just like, what did I do?
I get that sometimes.
I have the,
what have I been eating?
I'm disgusting.
That's if I eat junk food or like fast food.
Yeah, I definitely notice that.
When I eat steak or a nice meal, you know, a thick meal,
it's
but
very reminiscent of it.
No, I don't know about that. It just it stinks, but it's like a healthy stink.
That's the episode title right there.
A healthy stink.
Yeah.
I like it.
Done. I'll text you it right now, Rob, so you don't forget.
Yeah, do that.
Excellent.
A healthy stink. While we're sexting, you can call us about your poops. Rob?
646-929-1357. Let's talk about Ben Affleck. Affleck! Being named Batman.
Yeah.
Namely, hold on. Namely, not necessarily people getting mad at Ben Affleck being Batman, but I feel like there were even more people mad at people getting mad at Ben Affleck
being Batman. I don't think there were more.
No way.
It was definitely two factions.
Yeah.
The mad at Ben Affleck faction was much larger.
It's in line with my new annoyance, which is just internet out, like people need something to be outraged about.
Yes, that's true. But I mean, if the news is out there, you're allowed to have a real reaction.
Sure. Where was the outrage when Ashton Kutcher got cast to play fucking Steve Jobs? That's way worse casting than this.
Yeah, but I actually give a shit about Batman. I don't give a shit about Steve Jobs.
But I,
sorry, Rob.
But was there any point in time when you heard that this movie was happening that you thought it would be good?
No, not
exactly.
At all.
So, like, who cares who's in it?
You're talking about Steve Jobs, or
no? The new Superman.
I think
thing.
it could be good, but based
zero
on
zero expectation,
it could be good. Like you just said, was there any point? Yes, when they first announced it, I thought it could be good, but everything they've said about it has been horrible.
But the least of the horrors is Ben Affleck.
Exactly, like, I think Ben Affleck could be a perfectly good Batman. Yeah. I have no problem. I think he's a really good actor. I think he picks a lot of shitty movies to be in. That's a different story.
Also, he just fucking won a Best Picture. Like, he was his grace period already over and we're back to thinking he sucks?
It's just a meme.
Like, that quick?
I think he was great acting in that film, too, not just directing it.
He was awesome.
Did you see that movie?
Argo?
Argo.
Oh, yeah. I saw that movie.
Everybody needs to calm the fuck down.
Yeah. Well, you look, outrage, Rob. See? Yeah. He's upset.
Meta-outrage is what I call it.
I don't think this is more of an example of what you like. I know what you're saying when there's these sites like Gawker or whatever, or BuzzFeed that will just stoke people's outrage about stuff. This was like legitimate news that people were outraged about because it's entertainment news and they didn't like it.
Right.
It's a little more acceptable.
But also, it's like, why don't you watch a trailer before you decide that this will be terrible? Like, how do you know? You know,
people did think Heath Ledger would be terrible as the Joker, too.
Yeah. He was amazing.
Okay.
Yep.
He was the best part of that movie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Someone took a bunch of quotes from people on the same site talking about Heath Ledger, how horrible he was going to be.
That'd be like a good web game, like shitting on Ben Affleck or Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
At least they didn't cast some random British dude that we've never heard of. Enough of that. American movies for Americans.
Yes,
right?
American actors for American movies. You're right.
Fucking A.
Killed
Except
by
for Christian Bale playing Batman. That was great. And Heath Ledger playing the Joker.
I don't think it was great. He was okay.
Those movies were fantastic.
Yeah, for sure.
Killed by Death brings up that the VMAs are tonight, which stands for Video Music Awards. Who
cares? What are the best videos out there, Rob?
there aren't any fucking
that Miley Cyrus video because it's so stupid.
Teen Mom.
Look up what's nominated for Video of the Year.
That Lady Gaga video is good.
Which one?
Applause, I guess.
Oh, yeah, where she's a swan.
Good video. The song is horrible.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
agree to disagree.
You like that song?
Sure.
I didn't like it.
It's a club jam.
It just sounds like every other fucking song.
Well, yeah, but that's
another drop rock thing. It's a club jam.
That turns me off to it.
She's capable of better. Bad Romance is better than anything she's done since. Mm-hmm. That's just a good song.
I like that telephone.
Telephone.
So Song of the Summer is a thing now?
Exactly.
That's an award?
Yeah.
Song of the Summer?
Yeah.
Okay, Blurred Lines.
Blurred Lines, Daft Punk, Get Lucky, Miley Cyrus, Can't Stop, Selena Gomez, Come and Get It.
Is this a song of the summer or a video of the year?
Song of the summer.
Just give us video of the year.
We know who you're pulling for.
Who?
Daft Punk.
Oh, yeah, totally. I really like that album.
They're performing.
Let's hope so. Okay, video of the year, Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven.
That's a good song.
Which, yeah, I agree. It's a good pop song.
I just like him because his name is Bruno. I want him to win.
Justin Timberlake, Mirrors.
That's not a good song.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Thrift Shop.
Oh, no, please, God.
Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines.
That's a good song.
Taylor Swift, I Knew You Were Trouble.
No. So it's either Bruno Mars or Robin Thicke.
Think about that Macklemore track is in the Sirius XM lobby and bathroom, they'll have a random station on, and that was on when I was like taking a shit.
Your and, shit was fucking awesome.
It was a great shit. But
did it smell good?
I let it linger because it's not my personal bathroom. I didn't even flush. I'm like, let everyone smell. No.
Someone left a huge dump in here on CBS FM.
That the rest of the day while I was recording my show, I just had the hook of that song in my head, and I like. It's insane how pop music has that power to just get stuck. Yeah.
This turd smells vaguely Persian on CBS FM.
I've run into Cousin Brucey in the bathroom, of
course. Oh, God.
Hey, we all use the same bathroom.
You check out your package?
It was in the entrance. We were crossing each other. As he was leaving,
I've heard that he's a dick slapper.
From whom?
From someone I used to work with that worked with him back in the day.
Oh, you're being
at
serious?
CBS. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he's just like a silly guy who likes to smack his coworkers.
Oh, I thought you meant dick slapper. Meant like
No. Like he literally, just for fun, he'll come and back your nuts.
He told me that.
Kind of a thing.
Oh, there's not very fun. The most important category at the VMAs is best video with a social message.
Are you kidding me?
Hold on. I'm still working on you meeting Cousin Brucey in the bathroom.
Hold on.
Was there any wide
social message in that?
No, like I said, it was like as I was entering, he was leaving. So it was a very, very
take
brief.
A deep whiff there, Pasvani.
Also, what's weird is whenever I there's multiple stalls. It's not just one stall.
Okay. Your testicles look like Paul Anka's.
On CBS FM! Boy, that log you left in that toilet bowl reminds me of the 1967 hit by the Supremes, baby. CBS FM all day, baby, 101.
Sorry, got off on a tangent there. VMA. No,
go.
Please.
Go.
Best video with a social message. Sid, have you heard it? Beyonce, I Was Here.
What is that about?
Is that like the civil rights movement or something?
The description is Beyonce's sweeping ballad performed at United Nations in honor of World Humanitarian Day inspires us to do something good for someone else, no matter how big or small.
Like lift her shirt up on stage.
Kelly Clarkson.
Janet Jackson.
No, that was she because her top flew up or something.
Wait,
a while ago.
Snoop Lion featuring Drake and Corey B. No guns allowed. Okay, need to listen to this.
Sure.
So, he gets to murder people for 10 years before he's famous.
He got his jollies with it. Now he's over it, so we have to not stop.
We should all stop using guns. Sure.
Yeah, fuck you. Man. In memory of beautiful children.
Oh.
Nope. What we need to do. Is,
I thought this was Darren.
Yeah.
Darren's already crying. Money makes a man,
and that's a crime.
Wow, Snoop, what are you doing?
That reggae feel.
No guns allowed unless you're murdering an undercover cop.
Atheist astronaut says best message that should be accidental racist by LL Cool J. Cracker, honky, fucking.
We all feel
Brad
Paisley. Yeah, Brad Paisley.
That's the Brad Paisley, right? That's a good message. What? Why you gotta be mean to white people? We ain't no slaves no more. One of our.
Awful.
The chat just said basically play Gin and Juice instead, which I agree with.
Yes, please.
That's a much better message, I feel like. Literally, I'm not even joking. Like,
best rock.
Have a party, have fun. That's a much better message.
Best rock video at the VMA.
Is it all Owl City?
It's Fall Out Boy.
Is it Radioactive?
Imagine Dragons? Mumford and Sons?
Oh,
30 Seconds to Mars? Ugh.
By the way, if we sound distracted, there's another radio show going on right outside the door here.
Oh, our very studios well. Are all booked up this weekend.
CBS FM, baby! All the oldies!
Yeah!
All the air around me smells like real cream and prune juice, baby. Why? I ain't kidding.
No, I hate the morning radio team.
Real cream and prune juice?
Yeah.
Virus and the Gorilla? Yeah. Whenever I peek into his show, it's always him and like a bunch of young 20-something girls. He only has
no,
young women.
No, that's a fat guy.
Oh, that's not Cousin Brucey?
That's not me, baby. I'm trim and fit for a 94-year-old. I'll shave me as a film.
We had a southern twang that time.
Yeah,
right?
Gotta reach all the demographics. I'm nationwide on Sirius FM. Where am I? I forgot. I don't even know, baby.
I just, like, I can't believe the sign that he keeps in his studio. That's you, like, and there's a light. There's, like, a little thing that you pull to turn it on.
Yeah. Like an on-air.
So unnecessary. Great. No, it's not even linked to, like, the mic, so it's, you know.
He manually has to turn it
he
on.
Comes, yeah, I guess he comes in or, like,
whatever. Cousin Bruce is here, baby. Yeah. Hey, you tall guy over there. Aren't you screaming Jay Hawkins, baby? Oh, no, it's you, Pez Beanie. I forgot all about you. You're a big, what are you, like, 7'4" on CBS FM? Gotta clip that kitchen on top of your head, boy. Out of control on CBS FM. I mean, I don't know, but I can see on the radio, but come on, baby.
Paz Beanie.
What, did I say it wrong? First I messed up that La Craze guy, and now Paz Beanie. I can't remember nothing. CBS FM 101.
I like to hear Cousin Brucey do an on-air obituary for the drummer from I Hate God.
I Hate God? Where's your moral barometer, Sydney?
Iron Sheik's Pointy Boots says, the sign in his office says, no blackies.
Oh, no.
No blackies on CBS. I agree with Jackie Mason. No schwatzes in my office. I draw the line right there.
Even Fats Domino, Chubby Checker, come on.
That's why I never go by the Shape 45 studio. That's wrong, baby.
No blackies there either. That's Eminem.
Oh, it's true.
Well, the guest.
No, there's Sway has his morning show. Is
Sway. CBS FM. CBS FM.
Sway show is on.
The Sway show.
There's like five hip hop channels. It's like that, Hip Hop Nation.
Deal.
Cousin Bruce is going hip hop next
like
week.
A 90s hip hop.
I know. There's Backspin.
I'm going to have SWV, Sisters with Voices.
Yeah, I had their album.
Yeah.
I did as a kid. It was good. Yeah, that one song where they sample Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Human Nature.
Yep.
Cousin Bruce loves the hippity hoppity.
Do you remember En Vogue?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
They were gorgeous.
What?
No, you're not going to get it.
They had a lot of...
They had that rocking song.
Yeah, what was that one?
Never going to get it. Never going to get it.
No, was there like really rocking?
Oh,
Free Your Mind.
Free Your Mind.
What's funny is that was written by a total white guy, yet there's not one white person in the entire video.
Who wrote it?
I'll look it up right now. I remember I looked this up.
Slash. Was that Slash?
What?
He collaborated with all the hip hop acts back then.
Oh no, I don't think it was. Hold on.
It was Devin Townsend.
I could see that.
Oh, Campion said the sign actually says Paz Beanie, stop jerking off while on the job at CBS FM.
I would never at Sirius. Come on.
Not at Sirius, but your old job you could do.
Well,
it?
There was no one in the office at the end of it.
So it's only because you would get caught.
I stayed late.
What if you were jerking off and Howard Stern walked by?
Oh, then he would ask me to be on a show, and
probably.
I'd be fine.
He'd be fired, but you'd get
you should
30...
jerk off into Cousin Brucey's headset.
Oh.
So he gets your coming.
I would hope he brings his own headphones. I mean,
so
that's
so find
just
it and jerk off.
Thank God, now that I have to listen to the Love and Spoonful for the 53rd time in a row on CBS.
Love and Earful instead.
So I don't know if it's because I'm old or what, but I feel like I would accept this more as pop music than what's out there today.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
it's
good.
It's better than Maze. It's like real instruments and everything.
Okay.
We're recording by San Francisco-based guitarist Jinx Jones.
Who?
Jinx Jones.
Wasn't he a tag team with CM Punk back in the day?
Two of them. The Second City Saints.
Jinx Jones coming up in the next hour.
The song did rule. It was always in like MTV countdowns too. It was like the one of the most expensive videos and stuff. Oh yeah, like top videos of the 90s, definitely.
Be your man and the rest will follow.
That's such a positive message. This
then,
would have won Best Video with a Message at the VMAs in 95.
Janet Jackson had that one rockin' song, Black Cat. You remember that one?
That I don't remember.
There's a lot of black, like, R&B singer ladies back then that did rock songs for some reason.
Yeah, they would, like...
Well, because it was, like, soulful. It was, like, soulful rock.
Everyone
like
had to
metal.
Have the one song with metal on it, like a wah-wah pedal on it.
Yeah. I would say metal, yeah, like hard rock.
And the random guitarist with, like, a loose-fitting shirt.
Yeah. In the video, yeah. They just have the Seinfeld puffy shirt all the time. That was the cliche metal shirt.
Everybody wanted had to look like Steve Vai. That's what that was his look that he cultivated.
Yeah, you would see the girls like dancing, singing their part, and then the solo comes in, and they just cut to this guy with a wind machine fucking standing there. You know.
In a studio like miles away.
Yeah, he never had
wanted
actually...
to be in the same room with that guy. He's
like,
gross.
Like Metallica and Ja Rule. They never had a... We're sending
in a tape, yeah.
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 Rob, are you enjoying yourself?
I'm into it. I'm honestly like amazed at how timeless the video looks. Like, there's a few shots that are dated, but like for the most part, it looks fine.
Free your mind, Rob.
It's free. I'm colorblind. I'm not that shallow.
Don't be so shallow.
Their guitarist basically looks like he's related to either Lenny Kravitz. Or Milli Vanilli.
I would like to nominate a song for the best message of the MTV.
Okay, let's hear it.
I know. My cock.
Great message. My
cock. Your of course, the great chat.
Not good. Goodbye to the people.
My cock. Your breath. Make it fuck.
Hey. On CBS FM, a little chat with you. 72 degrees in Central Park, baby, cousins.
My cock, your breath, I said fuck. My cock, your breath.
That's the extended version.
Hey, tit fuck. My cock,
your breasts. Hey, tit fuck. Tit fuck.
Wonderful.
That's a very touching and moving message. That they should play that at the UN.
Well, you touch the tits and you move them?
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Got some touching and moving going on.
Do they have a video for that song?
Rob made his own like fan submitted video with him shirtless, prancing around with a broom between his boobs.
Oh.
I don't have tits. I have packs of steel. Yeah.
This is a positive message you didn't know, but they're singing it to a rapist.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Woman, I will cut your dick off.
Imagine you had to go on the MTV Video Awards and read these nominees of these fucking five songs.
The lyrics.
Yeah. And also nominated is Danny. Goodbye.
Oh, we didn't talk about this, but there's a remix.
Yep.
Oh, this is great. I wish we should close that with that.
Let's close out with that. But it's phenomenal. First of all, so it's someone sent this to me. I gotta fucking remember who the hell that was. I'll look at my mail while you're loading that. But it starts out with this Sikh guy with a fucking turban on.
Oh my god!
And apparently he like does a lot of like whatever videos.
Just
and
Rain,
shit.
Is
yeah.
Name.
Which he's like, I guess, an internet phenomenon.
This is the guy who remixed this video.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. Well, let's just let it speak for itself.
Here it comes. It's the official remix, Danny featuring Just Rain.
He's watching it. That's why
it
sounds like
and touched by it.
He's crying.
This is so beautiful to me. Bye to everybody.
Dude, I gotta make a remix to this, man.
I don't think that's such a good idea, dude.
I gotta make a remix to this, man.
Man, I don't think he'll appreciate that.
Actually, no. I'm down for it.
He's there.
Oh.
Okay.
Produced by Sick Kick Music.
By the people who trust you.
Did you think about me?
Yeah. That sounds so much better.
Sick Kick.
Oh, it was Spanky. The guy that's in our chat. Frequently. Thank you, Spanky. This is great. What I love is, like, this is, like, the production on this is, like, an actual hip-hop video. But Danny's moves are still as stiff as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the guy mocks his movements, but makes it look, like, realistic.
The original guy that's singing it looks like he doesn't even know why he's there.
Yep.
All these moments spending my arms with you. For my trust in you. Movie tickets for two. Girl, I wired you, I tied you. Spend my life to find you. I was there for you when you needed me the most. Over my time, can you put it out? Ghost. In the end, I should have known you were just a...
It's actually a good song, like, not ironically. It's just good. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Sid, are you enjoying it?
I'm not hating it as much as the original, I suppose. It's less easy to make fun of, which, for our purposes, is a little upsetting.
Oh.
Number one video of the year.
This just shows that all you need is auto-tune. All you need is auto-tune.
Yeah.
No matter what kind of turd you start.
Didn't we know that already?
It just proves it even further. And if you want more evidence of that, just watch the VMAs tonight. That's all it is.
I don't know what to do.
This is like an interlude.
I don't know if I have an enemy. There are so many out there. How can I say goodbye to all of them?
Now you listen to me. All these people out there.
They're in Gandhi's fine dining restaurant.
It's your duty to say goodbye to each and every single one of them. All those people that used to look down on you.
Still do.
They used to talk about you.
Still
now
do.
Now you're bigger than them.
No.
And I know it's tough. And I know it's hard. And I know you only got two heads to say goodbye with.
What? Two heads to say goodbye with?
You say goodbye with your mouth.
Let me tell you something. You've got two more. You've got two more.
Because the guy's hands are also his.
I'm glad that he used his hands, though, to, like, mix this better for this kid.
He does the Danny dance better than Danny.
Nope.
I'm not even exaggerating. Like, he has so much more swagger.
The Danny guy, he should have been killed when he was still baby Daniel. This is what happened.
But then Just Rain would never produce his remix.
Exactly. That's my point. It's not that we didn't think you could do it. It's just we didn't think about it at all, because why would we? Go ahead and do it. That's fine. Why do I have to think about it one way or the other?
Because it's great material.
Yeah.
Campion wants to know,
Ricky,
Sid.
Ricky for my softball team.
Yeah. You, the girl from Food Basics also, he mentioned. Go back like 10 seconds.
What were you saying?
They want to know. Campion wants to know. Do you prefer this or Cynic?
I've already heard more of this than I've ever heard Cynic. I'll tell you that.
Fair enough.
But whatever makes them angry is what I prefer.
Okay.
So I prefer this over Cynic if that's what will upset them.
You hear that, chat? After all the nice things you said about it.
Yeah.
Well, come on. This is what they expect from me. I can't all of a sudden.
Gotta please them.
You
by don't want to
be a sellout. Gotta give them what they came for.
All right.
Well, a fine episode of the live cast.
What's the title of this episode, Rob?
It's a healthy stink.
Healthy stink. This episode was quite a healthy stink, I must say. All right. We'll be back next week with my birthday edition.
Yeah.
So,
and lots of white cats.
Hopefully you can give us a call and wish me happy birthday because I have a huge ego and I need it to be inflated by live cast listeners.
Okay.
Thank you and see you next week.
We're going to go out with a song that was mentioned on the air today.
Oh, wonderful.
And here it is.
Where? Where is it? Is this it?
Yep. It takes a while to get going.
The suspense is killing me.
This isn't gin and juice.
No. You want that instead?
Well,
we
want to
find out what this is first.
All right. Let it play a little while, you impatient fuck. Okay. You happy now? Yes.
All right.
Cheap June Russia.
I guess you could have scared yourself. You turned wrong.
I'm the red.
But if you had a change of heart.
Breastfeeding and farts.
I have a friend in town, he's heard your name.
Farts.
We can go out driving on slow hand road.
Premature ejaculation.
We could stay inside and play games, I don't know.
Irishmen who drink.
You could have a change of heart. Ricky, don't lose that number.
Abortion.
You don't want to call nobody else.
Abortion.
Send it off in a letter to yourself.
Bestiality.
Ricky, don't lose that number. It's the only one you know.
Breastfeeding.
Don't lose that number.
P-E-N-I-F.
Don't lose that number.
looking causes sepsis.